So now let's get into some of the reasons why we're having struggles. Well, some of us are having struggles because, number one, we have forgotten, or either we don't realize, that when we came to this world, it was financed by God. And whatever supply that we need, He has it and He will provide it, because He is within that square. Sometimes we think that we are the ones that's responsible for going out and making things happen, making supply happen. And we make a mistake by thinking that we don't have to seek out God and depend on Him for the supply. Sometimes we need to sit down and remind ourselves that for every demand that comes to you within this square of life, there is supply. You know why there is supply? Because God is in the middle of that square. Okay? He's in the square of life with us. So number one, we've got to remember or realize that we came here, we didn't come here and have to finance ourselves. There's a divine entity that's there to supply and to finance our being. And that part of the square of life would be the area of wealth. Okay? There is an area of wealth in the square of life that we should have provision for. A lot of people are struggling with the problem of supply. A lot of people have been struggling with this for years. We know that we can shift our supply into surplus, or what we need it to be, by spoken word, and we can do that by faith and what have you, so that whatever it is we need will be released. We know that since God is in the square with us, we must speak the word. We must have faith and to activate it. But not only that, we have to visualize and get better mental pictures of our supply being provided from the divine, okay? A lot of times we got the prayer down, which is speaking the word. We got the faith down. But we also need to remember that we have to visualize the picture of which we want to manifest. A lot of times people, the only picture that they have in their mind is that of lack, that of struggle, that of it's not going to get any better. And you've just canceled out getting the desired result because you got an opposite picture in mind. How can you be speaking the word and be in faith, and yet your mental picture is the opposite? And we know that we get what we see. We become what we see. We have what we see. And so we've got to stop having mental pictures of defeat and start combining a positive, godly visual image of our life in the area of wealth, and in the area of health, and in the area of healing, and in the area of perfect self-expression. A lot of the times, this is one of the big areas that you got all these bad mental pictures in your mind. And so that is exactly what you're getting. And that is becoming a block for you from living successfully in the square of life. And one way that you can tell when you have shifted your mental image is that you'll start receiving flashes of inspiration. And these pictures are coming to you, showing you what is possible. It's showing you a coming attraction of what is possible. And now you got to get the word in sync, your faith in sync, and you got to continue to visualize yourself having it. And you got to hold on to that visualization without wavering at all, because a lot of times we saying one thing, we doing one thing, but then when it comes to that mental, our thought life, that is where we start wavering. The thing about living in the square is that a lot of people living in this square are two-dimensional thinkers. Now, I know one of the components of a square is that it is two-dimensional, and which is indicating that a lot of people are two-dimensional thinkers. These are the type of people they think, you know, whenever there's a problem, they go with whatever's easy or fast to resolve the problem. And they do this unconsciously. And then the second type of second dimensional thinker are those who are slow and about, you know, making a decision. They're a little bit more conscious about the decision, but they're slow, and then they start developing some resistance. And we know that when you are operating in the square of life, you cannot have any resistance. What is resistance that I'm talking about? I'm talking about resistance where you are worrying about something, but yet you praying about something. You praying about it, speaking the word, and you call yourself in faith, but at the same time, you got all these negative mental pictures of the situation still going badly. Okay, so you're resisting. And sometimes the way that we get out of resistance, we have to let it go and know that God is already supplying what it is we need. Let it go. Stop worrying about it. Stop talking about it. Stop letting your stomach get into a knot and a ball, and your mind is stressing, you got a headache. You are in resistance, and you are a two-dimensional thinker. And if you are a two-dimensional thinker, you are not going to be successful in the square of life. Where do you need to be as a thinker within the square of life? You need to be a fifth-dimensional thinker. A fifth-dimensional thinker is when you begin to see your life within that square the way that God sees your life. And we know that God sees your life as unlimited. God sees your life as all needs are met, all desires and goals are met. God, and the way God sees, he sees that you got help, backup, angelic support. But how do you get to becoming a fifth dimensional thinker? You've definitely got to move away from being a two-dimensional thinker. So those are some of the blocks that happen within the square of life. The other thing that's stopping us from having success in the area of health, wealth, love, and perfect self-expression within the square of life is oftentimes fear stands between us, you know, in living in perfection within as best we can within that square of life. And we know that whosoever is not in faith is in sin. Did you hear what I just said? Whosoever is not in faith is in sin. Faith and worry are very deadly sins because they are inverted faith through distorted mental pictures. There we go, talking about the mental pictures that happen. When you start having those negative mental pictures of your circumstances not working out, you're going to go out and you're not going to be healed. You are not in faith. You are in sin. And we know that when you are in a state of fear, you're going to bring to pass the thing that you fear. And when you do that, you're not going to be successful in the square of life. We've got to get out of fear and get into faith. And not waver with that. Because when we waver, now we're in sin, because now we are doubting the situation. Even with God in the middle of the square with us. When man is fearless, he is finished. Did you hear what I said? When you are fearless, you are finished. And at that point, it's on God to come in. You have created the environment, you set the atmosphere for God to come in and move on your behalf quickly, because you got all of what needs to be in place to activate a supernatural move and divine intervention and assistance into your square of life. Some other reasons why we may not be successful in the square of life is that, you know, a lot of people are good at giving, but they're bad at receiving. And sometimes this is because of pride. You know, we don't want to appear to be needing or charity case or what have you. And when you're like that, you're not going to be as abundant in the square of life, because you don't know how to receive. You know how to give, but you don't know how to receive. And sometimes it could be through pride. It could be just a negative reason, you know, that only you are aware of, or maybe you may not be aware of it. It could be conditioning that you've experienced just from growing up in a household that has certain behaviors and thought processes around being a receiver. But receiving is one of the ways that God will bless us and help us to be successful in the square of life. And when we cannot receive, we are blocking the channels that God has in place to bless us when it comes to especially wealth and love or health. You know, you just can't receive anything from anybody because you don't like feeling like a charity case. Stop it if that's what you're doing, because you are blocking the channels. And there's an S on channels here. You are blocking your assistance from coming in and helping you. And when you do that, you're going to eventually find yourself with little or nothing. And you know why? Because you don't know how to receive. And therefore, you are struggling within the square of life. So be mindful of that. Be conscious of that. And then I already talked about, again, the resistance is another thing that's keeping people from receiving demonstration from God within that square of life. And another thing I want to say about resistance is that this could be a block, because these are times when you only have one channel, or you only see one way that God can come in and bless you with what it is you desire, or whatever it is that you need. And when you do that, you're resisting. You only see one way, and then you end up bringing the flow within the square of life to a standstill, because you are not open to the possibility of how God could bless you in multiple ways other than the one way that you are locked in on. Are you that type of person where all you do is just focus on that it has to come to you in the way that you have prayed for it to come to you, or it has to come to you in the way that you have visualized in your mind? Or you think it only can come to you in a way that logically makes sense, when we know that God can do the illogical and the miraculous, defy gravity, defy logic to get things to us? But if you only locked in and you're resistant to just being open to being receptive to however God wants to bless you through whomever he wants to bless you. You know, living within the square of life takes courage. It takes courage because you've got to trust God to supply your need. It takes courage to not be in doubt, but to be in faith instead of fear. It takes courage because you've got to learn how to be a receiver instead of a giver all the time. I think we've been so conditioned to give, 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 give. You know, people always asking us to give, challenging us to give, and no one is really teaching us how to receive. And therefore, it is causing us to have a blockage within the square of life, and we're not able to live and master and have success within that square because of it. It also takes confidence to live in the square of life. Confidence in knowing that all of your needs, desires, and goals have been supplied with the answer. You've been supplied with abundance. You've been supplied with whatever it is you need. But you've got to remember not to do the things that I just identified that are considered blocks. To live in the square of life, it takes authority and determination. Because when you live in the square of life, and like I said earlier, within that square, there's a circle. And we know that God is that circle whose center is everywhere. And yet we act like we are here on our own, and we're not. And there is no need for us to have to continue to try to figure it out and find our own way like we don't have the assistance, you know, to get things done. Living in the square of life in the area of health. Some people out here are dealing with health issues. You can have success in the area of health. Now, you've got to do your part. You've got to take care of yourself. You got to eat right. You've got to change some unhealthy habits if you have them. And then you've got to elevate your two-dimensional thinking into the fifth dimension type thinking. You got to make sure you're not in fear and resistance, and that you're not having negative mental pictures in your mind. There's wealth, again, as I said, in the square of life, which means we have supply, basically. Supply is there for what it is we need. In that square of life also is love. A lot of people want some love. What is love? Love is selfless. It's free from fear. It pours itself upon an object of affection without demanding any in return. Love is joy in the joy of giving. And love is God in manifestation. And it's the strongest magnetic force in the universe. Love is what God intends for us to have in the square of life. And if we're not having that type of love, we need to analyze and break down what is blocking us from receiving that type of love. The other thing that we want to know about love is that in order to give perfect love, you have to, if you want perfect love, you've got to give it. You can't receive what you don't give. And that is what real love is, because a lot of people got a distorted definition of what love is. God intends for us to have love in the square of life. And then finally, God intends for us to have self-expression, which is living and experiencing the divine design, so that you feel free and happy inside and fulfilled because you're living and carrying out your divine plan. And if you're not experiencing God in each one of these four corners or sections of that square, today I challenge you to keep listening to what I said over and over and over until it clicks and sinks, and research and Google some of the things that I said when I talked about the 360 degrees. We should be living the 360 life, which is full panoramic experience of God. Go back and look at what I said when I talked about resistance, because a lot of people don't know that they are in resistance. They think that, oh, I'm in faith. Oh, I spoke the word. But yet in your belly, in your gut, you are sitting there down and fearful. You already played out your defeat. And that should not be. And so that is what I have to say in today's episode. I pray and trust that it will be beneficial to you. Again, you can comment and DM me with your feedback about today's episode. And I ask that you like and share and comment and tell others about the podcast. And until the next episode, I am signing out, and talk to you on the next episode.